Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Friday morning. And yeah, a little chilly out there this morning. That storm front moved through, but man alive, we are in for what appears to be a pretty nice weekend heading into Easter weekend and all that good stuff. It's supposed to be in the 70s, I think, on Sunday. And then maybe we've seen the last of this really cold weather now.
Don't say that, because right when you say maybe. It's when it's going to happen.
Can keep our fingers crossed. Keep our fingers crossed anyway. It could happen. You just never know. Hey, by the way, coming up, we're going to talk to Ryan Schmelz here in a couple of minutes. How do you feel about daylight savings time? I love the fact that it stays light later in the afternoon. I take that just helps my sleep pattern. I don't know about you. I don't like when it gets dark at 5 o'clock, like through the winter.
Mm-mm.
I would rather it stay this way all year round. And I don't know why we do it any differently, but there are people who disagree with me. They're going to debate this in the Senate today. Maybe eventually, I don't know who would lobby against it. I would be happy if they just picked one or the other and just stuck with it. Even though I'd prefer it be this one, as long as we're not switching times every fall and spring, I would be happy about that. We'll talk to Ryan Schmelz about that debate, because they're going to have it in D.C. today. And speaking of D.C., next hour we'll get to the Capitol beat. We've asked Congressman Bob Onder to join us this week. And, you know, if you are someone who, like me, has been griping for, 15 years now on the radio about overspending in Washington, D.C., and you like me, have felt like you've been banging your head into a wall and nobody listens, and you look at the fact that they now have control of everything, and they have a reconciliation bill where they can cut what they want, and you wonder why they're not cutting more? Well, we'll ask Bob Onder about that, because I know there are several Republicans stood up and said, let's cut more. And they were effectively silenced. I think in the end, only two Republicans voted against this in the House, Thomas Massie, and there was another female congressman whose name escapes me at the moment. I saw her name yesterday. I didn't recognize her. It wasn't somebody I've normally known or talked about, I don't think. We'll find out what Bob thinks about it, because he's new down there, and he's kind of learning the process and how D.C. works. Maybe there's a chance, once they agree to the framework, to go in and make deeper cuts. I don't know, but I would certainly support them being able to do that, and it would include that tax break, continuing the tax break that President Trump gave us before. Plus, we got J.J. Carafano coming up next hour as well, and I'm anxious to get his thoughts on this Abrego guy who's in El Salvador. The United States Supreme Court kind of thumped Donald Trump on the top of the head yesterday and said, okay, you got to go get this guy. You got to get him back to the United States so we can let him go through this process before we deport him again. This is the madness of it, Kim. Do you know this guy has a legal order of deportation from an immigration court? The snafu here, the snag, was a clerical error because at some point he applied for asylum. Well into the process. He's been here illegally for years. He's a known gang member, but he applied for asylum, claiming his life might be in danger if he got sent back to specifically El Salvador. And what the order said was you can deport him. You just can't deport him to El Salvador. So now the Supreme Court has ordered that they have to bring him back here. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Suddenly we're in the business of defending criminal gang members. He's not accused of committing a crime here, but he is a known member of MS-13, according to the United States Department of Justice, and a deportation judge who ordered him deported. So there's a lot to talk about with all of this. We'll get to Jim Carafano on the other side of the hour here in the 7 o'clock hour. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. I promise you that. All right, Carl, let's get to our top stories right now, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I don't blame China. I don't blame anybody. If I could have done it, if I were in that position, I'd have great respect. I have great respect for the people. They ripped off the United States.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's Donald Trump saying, hey, okay, here's the deal. I understand why these foreign countries took advantage of us, but that's all about to come to a screeching halt.
Yesterday in South Florida, we charged 11 defendants with $500 million of pure cocaine coming into our country to kill our kids.
Wow. Pam Bondi yesterday discussing some of these problems. She's going to face... she's going to press charges against three more gang members. Here we are back to the gang problem, who are threatening the lives of our children.
We've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford a home is because of these failed immigration policies.
Wow. Who was that? Was that the leader of the Democrat Party there, Carl? That was Jasmine Crockett, I believe. Speaking out again, claiming that this is all because of Donald Trump's failed immigration policies that you have higher prices at the grocery store. Man alive. Hold on here, Carl Middleman.
I don't think that they have the balls to do what has to be done. Excuse me.
Can we say that?
Because it's really, it's a serious issue.
Yes,
and they talk a good game and they do nothing. So.
So I don't know if you recognize that voice. I'm such a news geek. Like, I listen to so many different things all the time that generally speaking, when I hear a voice like that, I already recognize who it belongs
Scott
to.
Scott Jennings?
Nope. That's Chris Sununu.
Oh.
The former governor, and his dad was John Sununu, I think served in the Reagan administration years ago and went on to be governor himself. He's no longer in office. He didn't run for re-election, or he termed out, whatever that is. And then he recently made the decision not to run for the Senate up there and in New Hampshire. And Sununu was a never Trumper, right? He was all in. I'm trying to remember, who was he supporting in the primary?
He's conservative, right? But just a never Trumper.
He's a Republican, but he was a never Trumper. He was a Donald Trump could not get reelected. He was one of these.
Was he a Chris Christie?
He was almost a Chris Christie type. He was on every show on CNN and MSNBC, and you know, Kilmeade has him on fairly regularly for some reason. But he's always been a never Trumper, for the most part, who has apparently seen the light. Chris Sununu has seen the light, which is just an amazing thing. So now they bring him on CNN again, and he's actually defending Donald Trump. Now, the language is interesting here that he uses, but I don't think that he's wrong. Listen to what he say. He's saying pretty much exactly what I've been saying to you, and I don't know why it took him so long to come around to this. Listen.
Courage whatsoever. Democrats and Republicans right now in Congress, I just decided I wasn't running for Senate, partially because I don't think that they have the the balls to do what has to be done. Excuse me.
Can we say
because
that
it's really it's a serious issue.
Yes,
and they talk a good game and they do nothing. So, you know, let's give Trump a little credit for saying I'm willing to do the hard things. I'm willing to do things no one else has ever tried, whether it's closing a border, going after DOGE, finding efficiency, having to cut government workers when you have to do it. I think his team, if anything, is failing him and that they make mistakes.
Yeah. What have I said? You got to give Trump credit for going after things previous presidents have been scared to do because they didn't have the cojones to do it. Because no other politician, and this gets back to the fact that Trump's really first and foremost not a politician, even though he's run for political office three times now. He's still not a politician because a politician would be told by their handlers, don't you dare do this, because if you do it, the stock market's going to react negatively and people are going to get mad and this is going to damage your... Well, Trump's a lame duck.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
And he realizes that now is the time to stand up and fix this trade problem that he's been griping about for 35 years. If you don't do it now, it's never going to happen. Who knows the next time we'll have an opportunity like this for somebody to actually stand up and get it done. And thank you, John Sununu. Welcome back. Or Chris Sununu. I called him the wrong, called him his dad's name. Welcome back, Chris Sununu, to the common sense side of politics. All right, quick break here. We'll get to our friend Ryan Schmelz on the Senate debate over daylight savings time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up. All right, welcome back. Just remember, Drew picked the bump music today, not me.
This is a good song. I was just bopping along to it.
It's not a bad song. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to explain to people who hear music that might sound a little out of the ordinary for this show what happened.
You're hearing Michael Jackson on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
What had happened was Drew picked the music today.
What happened was that Mark and and myself, we both lost in Real or Fake. Drew won, and therefore he got to pick it, which I trolled you and picked Baby Shark and NSYNC. I could do You just wait until I win next time.
Oh, man.
Celine Dion, I'm telling you. My heart will go on.
Yeah. Hey, let's. Ryan Schmelz is on the line. I don't want to make him hold any longer. He's at Fox News Radio, obviously. Ryan, if you were picking the music for my morning show, what kind of music do you like?
I mean, I do country dance competitions, so there would be something along those lines.
Awesome.
Do you really?
I do, yes. I did That's my first cool. one 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Good for you. That's hilarious.
Swing dance aficionado.
Wow.
When did you get into that?
My mom taught me at a young age, and then I got more into it in college because you have to swing dance in Mississippi or you're not going to last. And then in Texas, you have to learn how to two-step where I worked after college. So I got really into it in those two states, and then ran into a guy who teaches that stuff here, and now it's a hobby.
Good for you. That's fantastic. Something we did not know about Ryan Schmelz. That's great. Oh, man. I invited you on this morning to talk about this debate in the Senate over, is it just about the time change, or is it specifically about daylight savings time?
Everything and anything. Pretty much anything related to it, yeah. I think the end goal is that there's a bill called the Daylight Protection Act that would essentially end the practice of springing the clocks forward and turning the clocks back. And that has been, it was passed, I believe, in 2022. It's being reintroduced this year. Didn't really go anywhere in the House last time, so we'll see if this becomes a different story.
So back to my misunderstanding here. So they would stop springing forward, but would they leave it one way or the other, or they just wouldn't do daylight savings anymore?
It would set a standard time for the U.S. And I believe it would fall under longer evenings and shorter mornings.
That's what Mark wants.
Yeah, that's what I want, and not because it lets you golf a little later into the evening. I just think I just like being able to get in the evenings, have a little extra time to sit out on the porch or enjoy time with the kids or whatever it might be.
The states that have it, like a portion of Indiana, isn't it only a portion of Indiana or something? No, it's all of Indiana. There's some states that already do this. So is this what they have in place?
Yeah, Arizona and I believe Hawaii are the ones that have abolished it and have kind of opened the door for longer days and whatnot. So it's what's fascinating about this whole thing is that for some people this isn't their top issue. President Trump, I think, called it a 50-50 issue. And next thing you listen to this hearing and you think that a daylight saving hearing would be fun and a little Friday story.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've got people throwing out numbers about chronic disease and how that would be impacted. You got people talking about crime rates. You've got businesses and millions of dollars that are at stake. And I mean, it's kind of fascinating the amount of research that has been done by the people who are just very passionate about this issue. And there's just a lot of different details and different numbers they were throwing out there. And some of the stuff was, not exactly fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I'll bet not. Ryan, I'm out of time, my friend, but thanks for the information this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course. Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
Thank you
too. Best of luck in your next line dancing competition. That's funny. I wouldn't have thought about that. I just want my extra sunshine in the afternoon. That's it. It's pretty simple. And then we got people online saying all these important things in the world, and this is what the Senate's wasting time on. I don't know. I think it's something they should fix, and then we won't have to waste time on it anymore. How about that? Coming up, we'll get you a check of business, see what's going on out there today for the Panikins, and then we'll get to end of the news with Ethan about 6:45. So here's one of the headlines in the paper today is the ball game tonight. We were all talking about because we're all going to go tonight. And when we attended that Cardinals luncheon earlier this week, Bill DeWitt Jr. was talking about the fact that they've got more local coverage and ways to watch the Cardinals this year than they have in the past. Remember, it was Bally and it was Midwest and all these different names, and then people were having trouble finding the games, and there were blackout periods and all that stuff. Well, now they got an app you can download. You can watch it anywhere, anytime, no blackouts. And tonight, for the first time, they're going to have a local free television broadcast. I think it's going to be on Channel 4 for the first time in 15 years. that that's happened.
And they were on 11 back then.
Yeah.
Now that now it's 4.
It's been a while, and they're not on 4 every night, obviously. But they are carrying a couple of the games this year, and I know they're all pretty excited about that over there, based on the promos they're
running. And I think it might still be the FanDuel people, because that's what they did with hockey. But they added more, like they added Chris Pronger to their pregame show.
That's true. So that's happening. And so if you can't get down there, then you have the opportunity to watch
over
it
the air
or
television.
Listen to it on KMOX. One of the two.
104.1.
Yeah. See, we did it. There you go, Steve. We mentioned it. Hey, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray joining us with a check of business. And what's this I hear about you're filming something this weekend? Is that true?
Yeah, I got asked to be part of this video series where it's going to be like we're blind tasting different brands of food. So different brands of peanut butter, different brands of mustard, different brands of frozen pizza.
Wow.
And kind of just blindly ranking them. So we'll see. I'm going to be filming all day tomorrow. So
you're actually up on a stage blindfolded and they're videotaping you while you sample these things.
I think it's going to be more like we're filming at someone's house, but there's a video editor and it'll be up on social within the next month or so.
Interesting.
Hopefully you don't miss your mouth.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
is this something we can watch here in St. Louis?
Yes, it'll be on my socials. Oh, I'll give you guys more info as we get closer. But thank you for your interest in
that. Well, yeah, I am interested. I'd love to do something like that, except I'd want it to be a little more focused, like pizza or beer or bourbon or something like that.
It's going to be like 10 episodes to start.
And
each episode is going to be one food.
Oh, nice.
So it is hyper-focused.
Are you doing it through the Gordon Deal show, or is it separate?
This is just kind of something that
fun.
Kind of just through knowing different friends and someone wanted to do it. And I was like, all right, let's jump on a call to do it. And here we are in filming days tomorrow. So
awesome.
I got to figure out my outfits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you help, Kim?
Something you can get dirty.
I swear I'm not going to miss my mouth.
You say that now, Nicole.
I don't think there'll be wine on set, so I'm not worried.
Oh, I always liked those videos, you know, where it, like, for example, it's the husband who's sitting at the table, but then his hands are behind his back and the wife is the one with the hands and she's controlling everything and he's narrating it. Those videos are always really funny.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you and Mark should do that. Now
that would
is
be funny.
Quality social media content.
Uh-huh.
Hey, nothing
go.
Stops you and Gordon Deal from doing that too, Nicole.
I mean, I'm going to bring it up to him now.
There you go.
Don't you worry.
You can do
but
it.
But you should see if you could successfully drink a glass of whiskey with her hands.
Oh, gosh. I could be nice or I could be mean.
Yeah. Don't spill it. It'll depend on how much the bourbon costs.
Oh, that's
for
true.
Sure. Please don't spill any of it. What's going on in the markets today?
All right. So futures right now are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 10.14, the NASDAQ down 737, the S&P 500 down 188. A plan to restrict sales of intoxicating hemp-derived cannabis products has hit a wall of bipartisan resistance in the Missouri Senate. The Senate proposal, which ultimately was not voted on after hours of debate, would bar sales of intoxicating hemp-derived cannabis products at convenience stores and smoke shops. China has retaliated today against President Trump's reciprocal tariffs by raising its levies on U.S. goods to 125%. That's up from 84%. The new duties go into effect tomorrow. Meanwhile, like I said, U.S. stocks plummeted yesterday as Trump's trade war continues. The S&P 500 fell 3.5%. The Dow dropped 2.5%. The NASDAQ down 4.3%. Tesla shares have been on a downward trajectory this year, but the stock soared on Wednesday after President Trump announced a 90-day pause on most new tariffs. However, the stock dropped 7.3% yesterday as part of a broader market sell-off. Tesla is now down 38% for the year. U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. Demand for eggs is typically elevated until after Easter, which falls on April 20th. The Postal Service is seeking a rate increase this summer that includes hiking the cost of a first-class stamp from 73 cents to 78 cents. If approved, the 5-cent increase would take effect July 13th. And finally, a Japanese company has introduced two new forms of leave to attract new employees: paid leave for hangovers and major celebrity news.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. It is actually a thing. I Googled it. The company is called Trust Ring, if anyone is looking to apply.
What kind of major celebrity news? Like a death or just a couple broke up and you're so devastated that you have to take a day off from work to process it?
From what I understand, both of those would apply.
You wanted to take off when Matthew Perry died.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember that. It was sad, though.
So can I, like, what are the demographics of this company? I'm thinking it happens to be 20 or 30-somethings because at some point in your life, you quit having hangovers every day. So then your younger coworkers are getting a benefit that you don't need anymore.
I honestly don't know 100% about the demographics. I'd be curious to see that, but yeah.
It's like a smoke break, you know, where people who don't smoke, it's like, well, I'd like a fresh air break.
Yeah,
so if I haven't had a hangover in years, so if I don't get hangovers, then I would like to just take a day where I can just lay on the bed or lay on the couch and veg out.
It just seems like a slippery slope to start because then
Doesn't it? Well,
what counts as a hangover and how many days do you get for the hangover leave? And
do you get paid out if you don't use your hangover leave?
That's another question that starts to come on the table.
What if you wanted to take the day off to watch The Hangover?
That
all
should count.
Three parts.
Just saying.
Anything associated with The Hangover should qualify.
I guess so.
Yeah,
that's a great movie.
I guess
so. That's fun.
It is a good movie.
I don't know. It is a good movie. Epic.
Hey, enjoy your weekend. It sounds like we'll get an update from you Monday morning on how it went.
Yes. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate
all right.
you.
Yep. Nicole, thank you. Appreciate that. We were just talking about sick leave this morning.
Yes.
Off air. Because I found out something today I didn't know that our sick leave hours here accumulate, and I just found out how many I have, like 480 of them or something like that. And I called in. They forced me to call in sick when I sounded like a frog a couple months ago. But I just don't generally take it. And I guess if I was to leave here for some reason, I wouldn't get paid for it. So I guess maybe I should be sick more often. That's what
Thanks,
it makes
Mark,
you wonder
so
about,
next
right?
time you're out, I'll know what's
going on.
I'm just
saying.
Killing sick days.
I don't. That's a company policy I've paid zero attention to. I would assume, heaven forbid, I got some illness that was sidelining me, I'd be happy that I have all these days built up, like 60 days. But I just don't take it.
I have 4 volunteer hours. From when we did that thing at Crown Candy last
year. Well, Carl, what are you doing here? Take off.
All right, see you.
Well, Mark, you could be a birthing person, get a uterus transplant, and then take off for, I guess it would be maternity, paternity. I don't know what that would be called.
Eternity.
How did I miss that?
Also that.
Yeah, you remember all these people that are suing for NIL money they didn't get to earn because they weren't doing it when they were in college? Now they have paternity leave, but they weren't doing that when my kids were all born, so maybe I could go back and sue for the fact that I didn't get to take advantage of that.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Think? It's about the
Let's
same
sue
thing,
for everything.
It? Yeah, you can sue anybody for anything.
I agree.
Ridiculous. That's what it is. It's ridiculous. That's just my 2 cents on it. All right, coming up, we'll get to In Other News. We'll get Ethan in the door. Next hour, here's the question. We all want to cut government. This is our chance. It's the reconciliation bill. What would you have done differently? We're going to ask Congressman Bob Onder. I'm going to get him on here about 7:35 and find out what they've cut and if they are hoping to cut more government waste. We'll be back.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Looks like there's going to be a British version of Saturday Night Live. It's set to premiere in the UK in 2026. It was announced by UK broadcast Sky. It's going to be SNL UK. It's going to feature an all-British cast and maintain the original live, fast-paced format, including celebrity hosts and musical guests. They had something like this before. I believe it was back in the 80s, and it was just called Saturday Night, or it was just called Saturday Live. They didn't have the night part in there. But it did feature a bunch of notable British comedians like Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie, Craig Ferguson, and Tracy Ullman. So
why did they get rid of it? Was it not successful enough?
Yeah,
and now
I just
they're hoping something's different now?
Yeah.
Oh, and all of those guys faded into obscurity.
Yeah, that's true.
You never heard of any of them.
Let's get Monty Python involved in it. It may not be worth a hoot.
That's my husband's favorite, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail, yeah.
He's like, you have to watch that before we get married. It's a requirement.
Flesh wound.
One of the bands last night played the Monty Python Holy Grail theme.
Did they really?
The,
no kidding.
The bird conversation the where they're trying to, they're talking about, like, what was it? You know what I'm talking about? Like, just like the dumb conversation. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Migrating speed of an African swallow.
Guys can all quote that movie.
Generally speaking.
The release of a Minecraft movie has turned theaters into chaotic playgrounds for his Gen Z and Gen Alpha as fans erupt during the now viral chicken jockey scene. It features a baby zombie riding a chicken, if you don't know what that is. It's causing disruptions like popcorn throwing, seat jumping. Live chickens are being brought into the screenings and even vomiting. The unruly behavior has forced theaters to call police, increase security, and in some cases ban unaccompanied minors entirely.
Like 12-year-olds do it.
How do you get a live chicken into a theater?
Thank you.
You can't like put that in your pants or up your shirt.
I mean, you can.
Well, you could.
Wouldn't be very
comfortable. All right, you guys. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Why don't you guys try that and see how that works?
Now, my kid went, and she said when that scene came up, the whole crowd went nuts.
Yeah.
But why?
Not wildy nuts, but it's...
Okay.
They're comparing it to this generation's Rocky Horror Picture Show. So they're interacting with the screen, and they're throwing stuff.
We'll never forget when somebody drugged me to that, and all of a sudden popcorn's hit me in the back of the head, and people
are doing?
I'm like, what in the hell is going on here?
Shouldn't it have been bread?
Yeah, toast.
Bread, toast. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, toast.
People are throwing toast.
Let's have a toast. And then everybody throws toast.
Do you know about that, Ken?
No.
No. Okay.
Do you know Rocky Horror Show?
Sue, do you?
About
the Rocky Horror,
the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sue knows.
Oh, the throwing of yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you jump to the left.
Yeah.
And then you step to the right.
To the right.
Carl knows it all. But go ahead.
It looks like after decades of trying, the Academy of Motion Pictures of Arts and Sciences has announced the introduction for a new Oscar category. It's going to be the Achievement in Stunt Design. Carl is really...
Is it gender specific or... No.
And it's not for the stunt performers, it's for the stunt coordinator. So the person that designs all the stunts is going to get recognized.
Comes up with the stunts or creates the scene and builds the set for the stunt.
Exactly. The movie's been around for more than 100 years.
Thank you.
And now they're just saying, you know what? Those stunt people, they do a good job.
You're not talking about the people who actually the actor.
No, not
you're
the
talking
actor,
about the
no.
one
the people
the
that
one
coordinate
that's designing,
that design them. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And sets it up.
Don't you think the actor should get one though? I mean, these guys are risking their
if
lives.
If they do their own stunts.
There's no,
well, not, no
there's
not
no
like
category
the
for
stuff,
the actual but. Person who's doing the stunt.
Baby right. steps.
I'm saying the stunt guy himself should get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Baby steps.
They should go back and just go ahead and give one to whoever did Mission Impossible over the years, right?
That'd be
Tom Cruise.
Well, no, but he wasn't the stunt coordinator, right?
No. I thought he did a lot of his own stunts,
it's for
though.
The stunt coordinator.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
He
did do the, yeah. Yeah.
What movie just came? Top Gun. I thought that he did a lot, not all of them, but I thought that he did a number
did
of
a
the stunts on his own.
I think he got into a plane and flew.
Yeah.
I thought so, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like actor Eric Dane, you might know him from his roles as in Grey's Anatomy and Euphoria. You know him as McSteamy, at least my wife does, has publicly disclosed his diagnosis with ALS. Despite the challenges posed by this condition, Dane expressed gratitude to his family and support and affirmed his commitment to continue working on Euphoria. That sucks.
Sorry to hear
I liked
that.
Him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not
You
dead.
Like McSteamy?
Yeah, he was one of the better characters on that show, let's be honest.
Yeah. No, that's too bad.
So what we've learned is that Ethan watches Grey's Anatomy.
I did. I'm not going to lie.
He's being
I watched
a good
probably
husband.
The first 50? 10-ish
wow.
seasons of that show.
That's cute.
Were you forced at first by your wife? And
I was.
Just got
but then, yeah,
it's like
a soap
opera
and you just get reeled in. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's how a lot of shows are. The guys start watching it with the wives, and then they realize that they secretly like it.
Yeah.
And then the wife's
ahead.
Gone, and then you're watching it by yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you watch ahead. Mm-hmm. Michael.
And what's his?
Well, he watched, I won't say it, but he watched a movie last night that I wanted on. It was like a chick flick, and he ended up liking it.
Wow. I have to have a long talk with that
I know,
boy
we're gonna
tonight
find
when
tonight.
I see him at the ball game.
Sorry, Michael.
Yep.
Are you
what
listening?
What are you thinking about, dude? Coming up, we'll talk to Jim Carafano about... the fact that the Supreme Court's ordered Trump to bring back that Al Salvadorian.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credits stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.